From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Any plans for gambling in downtown Miami are on hold. That's because the casino giant that bought the Miami Herald site has halted its plans to petition for a casino amendment on the 2014 ballot. Sarah Gonzalez has more.
Halting the petition means state lawmakers will drive the decision over whether to bring Las Vegas-style gambling to Florida. The Malaysian-based casino giant Genting Group has spent close to $1 million on a campaign to let voters decide. That campaign started after a casino amendment died in the Florida legislature last year. But now the group is taking a less aggressive strategy, in part perhaps because gaming regulations are expected to take center stage next year. A lobbyist for Genting says the state's own analysis on the effects of casinos and the economic impact makes absolute sense. Genting Group bought the Miami Herald site in 2011 with plans to build a resort and casino. And regardless of whether Florida approves gambling, Genting says it's moving ahead with plans to turn the waterfront into a resort. That is, of course, unless Miami's Historic Preservation Board declares the building a historic site. They're expected to make that decision Monday. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
The 11th edition of Art Basel is termed the most prestigious art show in the Americas. And whatever you call it, it's underway right now. It features more than 260 leading galleries from North America, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and Africa taking part and showcasing works by more than 2,000 artists of the 20th and 21st centuries. Bill Talbert is president of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says this has completely transformed our region's cultural scene.
Nobody in the past would have visited Miami because of art and culture. Nobody. And now we're the center of the world for this weekend for art.
Talbert says it is making this time of year another reason to be a tourism destination.
It was positioned in December for a very good reason. You know, arguably you wouldn't need it in January, February, or March. And now you see some of our hotel partners. This is the number one weekend in the year.
There's another form of art going on in the Keys this weekend. A sculptor and a circus performer are pedaling 106 miles on unicycles and along the Florida Keys Overseas Highway and its 42 bridges over water. It's part of their performance art project. The Florida Keys Overseas Heritage Trail Unicycle Tour pairs New Yorkers Robert Hickman and Keith Nelson, and they began their journey Tuesday in Key Largo. Nelson says, clearly, it takes a lot of balance to make this work.
There's no coasting. You know, we're pedaling all 106 miles, uphill, downhill. There's no moment that when we're on this, we can say, I'm just going to relax and let it take me. Where a bicycle, you can kick back a little bit more than you can on a unicycle.
They're supposed to be done Sunday afternoon in Key West, and it's part of Sculpture Key West. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at WLRN. Now, make sure you do that right before you leave to go out to Art Basel, and then you can join everybody else who is already tweeting us photos and comments about what they're seeing today and throughout the weekend. It's been a lot of fun. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.